ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Dr. Melissa Kang is a GP who specialises in adolescent health, but is best known for answering all our questions in Dolly Doctor. Slip off the sealed section because Dr. Melissa Kang joins Cliffo and Gabby right now for Memory Monday.
Dolly Doctor, a.k.a. Dr. Melissa Kang. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Lovely to chat with you.
We know exactly what Dolly Doctor was, but let's read out a few examples just to really get in the mood before we have our chat, Dr. Melissa Kang. So here's one we prepared earlier. No, this is a legit one from the magazine back in the day. I'm 10 years old and my mum thinks I'm too young to have a boyfriend. Oh. I don't want to lose him or hurt mum's feelings. What should I do?
What about, here's another one. I've heard that you could damage your reproductive system if you water ski without a wetsuit on. Is that true?
And this one, I've started wearing tampons and was wondering if I can go to the toilet without removing it.
That's a really good question.
They're all good questions.
And I personally learnt so much because of these questions in Dolly Doctor. How important was this article, this segment, this double pager in Dolly magazine to young women?
I didn't realise it at the time, to be honest, but over the years and people talking to me, plus research I've done and other people's research into this part of the magazine, it was really one of the only places that young Australian people could go to for all that information that they didn't learn in school, that, you know, parents felt really awkward talking to them about, like the questions you've just read out. And the fact they could do that anonymously and also knew that the magazine would take them seriously, yeah. I think there was this kind of really interesting relationship that was built over the, you know, the life of that reader reading the magazine.
It was so huge. It actually, for me, transcended the magazine. Dolly Doctor was such a huge part of not just that magazine, but of the 90s in general.
Definitely.
Yeah. I was happy to read, like, when we found out we were going to chat with you, Dr. Melissa, that you are, in fact, an actual doctor. So you, tell us a bit about, you know, what sort of doctor you are and your experience. And I will just say, as a two-parter sort of question, isn't it good to know that these questions were being answered by someone qualified?
Yeah, that's right. No, look, well, I studied medicine and I discovered a new specialty called adolescent medicine when I was a medical student, and I thought that's what I want to do. And the Dolly Doctor side of it was just a lucky coincidence at the time. I just was working alongside a GP who had been answering the questions, and she said, you know, you're interested in taking over. I've done this for a year or so. And I just went, yes, please.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you sound perfect for the role.
Yeah, look, I was just always really interested and love working with adolescents and young adults. I just find them endlessly fascinating and they just have so much going on in their brains.
Do you have any questions that were sent through to you that you answered that really stick out in your memory? And also, are there any that you couldn't publish?
Yeah, look, so the way it worked, and I must say, in kind of answer to your previous second part of that question, the magazine took Dolly Doctor very seriously. It was never, they always had a medical doctor. They also had a wider net of health professionals like psychologists, people who might specialise in a particular area like gynaecology, consulting at times.
Wow.
And so it was actually the editor and the sub-editors who were responsible for selecting what would be published.
Right.
But they did give me access over the years to looking at the range of questions that maybe never made it to print, and that was most of them really, because there were thousands in the day, thousands and thousands of questions, and they only published, you know, 5 or 10 per month. And if there were several that came up at a time, so, you know, when we saw some increases in mental health concerns, anxiety, depression, in the 90s and early 2000s, they really, they would do feature articles on that. Kudos to the editors. They took that role very seriously. And I think that's why it was such a popular column.
It's so important too. But for, you know, I know a lot of the women who are listening now of Gabby's generation. Dolly was around for 46 years. It closed in 2016. Mm. Dolly Doctor is not around anymore.
Yeah.
Where are, I guess, young adolescents learning this stuff now?
Well, you know, Dr. Google, I guess. Yeah. We know that from research. But I think what's lost, of course, is that kind of more personal relationship that you build with a magazine.
Right. I feel like there's something you're like about holding it and reading it and owning it and
exactly.
having it in your
so
hands.
Personal.
Yeah. A website just doesn't do.
When,
that's right.
When I was younger and I relied on Dolly Doctor for these kinds of answers and just really interested in the different questions that were asked, I feel like I did that because there was a lot missing in sexual education in school. They didn't really dive into those personal issues that we were going through puberty. Do you think sex ed has improved in the last 20-odd years, or is there still holes?
Look, it's yes and no, and it's very piecemeal. So there are now standards. There's a national curriculum, and each of the states and territories uses that and adapts it to their state. So when you look at the curriculum and the syllabus, it does now cover a whole range of things that weren't there when I was at high school. Mm. However, what happens in the classroom is highly variable, and that's what we hear from young people. And the trouble there is that we don't have enough support and training for teachers. They also feel like they need to have backup things.
But this is what kids want to learn.
It is awkward. Mm. It is awkward. And I think we have to acknowledge that and work out a way forward.
It's got a ways to go, but I've
Bring back Dolly Doctor.
It's still come a long way since watching Mr. Wright. Who was this? Is what I Mr. Wright was in his 60s, right. Watching him roll a condom on a banana. That was,
it's come a long way since then. Yes,
burnt into my mind.
Mine was a tampon in a bottle of water.
Oh gosh,
oh, wow.
That was interesting.
Dolly Doctor, it was a massive, massive part of so many people's adolescent years, and so good to meet the actual Dolly Doctor. Real name, Dr. Melissa Kang. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Lovely to chat with you both.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast, Australia. Meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.